Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand. You can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
With real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show. Let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. If you haven't followed the Strictly Anonymous Podcast yet on Instagram or Twitter, follow me at Strict Anonymous. I don't know why I always sing that. If you haven't followed me on the podcast app that you're listening to me on, make sure to follow me. And if you can, give me a review or give me 5 stars on the app that you're on. Do it. That kind of shit really helps the show. What's really exciting now that I love is that Spotify has polls that I get to create for every episode, and they have questions that I could put out there and people get to comment on the episodes. I love interacting with my listeners about what I'm talking about on the episode. So make sure to comment. I get so excited when I get a comment. If you leave a rude comment about me or my guests, of course, I'm not going to air it. Okay. I get the option to post it or not. And I also can't post dirty ones that are flagged by Spotify. So if you leave a comment, make sure to keep it clean and keep it nice. Okay. But anyway, if you want to be on the show, it's called Strictly Anonymous because I change everybody's voices. I change everybody's names. If you have a naughty, interesting story that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, I'd love to also have you on my show. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on be on the show. If you have a naughty confession that you want to be aired on an episode, I now do naughty confession episodes. I do one a week. You could call my confessions hotline. You could call that number 24/7, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. I think you get 4 minutes to leave a message. If you need longer, just call back. I change the voices on them. I edit them together. You could call that number anytime you want. All of those anonymous confessions, even if they're not aired on an episode, or aired on my Patreon. And my Patreon is a really fun community. I have over 2,000 people on there. If you join for only $5 a month, you get all of my episodes early and ad free. I do questions and answers and polls and stuff over there as well. I post all the anonymous confessions there. And I also post all the anonymous sexy pics of all of my guests all over there. And you also get access to my private Discord where people are allowed to post whatever they want. I don't get involved in the X-rated stuff, but people want to post stuff like that and they get to over on my Discord. So to get access for my Discord and get all the other stuff that I talked about, you got to join my Patreons, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. It's literally just $5 a month and I feel like you get a lot for that. So all of the links and the emails and the numbers and the websites and all that shit I just talked about are in the Discord description, so you don't have to worry about writing it down. Okay, today I have on Aisha T. She's fucking funny, okay, and kooky, and this conversation is, I think you're gonna enjoy it regardless if you're interested in the topic, because it's, oh my god, like in the middle of the story she started to reveal, or like in the middle of her talking about narcissism and healing people and doing all the work that she does, basically she is kind of like a life coach. I don't know what she calls herself exactly, but it's, she does have courses and stuff, and she teaches people how to release their negative stuff so that they could attract better partners in life. That's what we were going to discuss. I thought it was going to be all about narcissists, but what became the most interesting part of this conversation is the one story about her quote-unquote relationship with a billionaire and what happened to her, and she started to get personal, which I love. That's really what I like to do on my show. And I don't know, I was kind of floored by it and then obsessed with it and couldn't like let go of it, and I just think you might feel the same way. And then the whole conversation after that is hilarious, if you ask me. She's cool. I liked her. She liked me. She could hang, okay? Because I was like kind of like I was kind of like giving her a hard time, but in a way that, like, when I give someone a hard time, I like a good debate, and she was able to roll with it, which I like. So we do have some debates on here. By no means is it any kind of fighting or anything. It's a fun conversation. She has some free stuff to give out to people on attachment and healing and stuff like that. I will have links to all of her stuff in the description if you want to get any of the freebies she has, and then sign up for her course. She's got a lot of people that she's helping out. You'll get the gist of what she does on the show, and then you'll also hear her funny billionaire story, and then you'll also hear me going a little nuts on her. I don't know. It's a funny kind of conversation. Anyway, that's the only way I could describe it. I'm going to be right back on with Aisha.
This is the Strictly Anonymous podcast.
Hi, Aisha. Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous podcast. How are you today?
I'm so well. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm happy you emailed me because, like, typically I'm talking to people about SEX, right? Everyone's emailing me because they have a really crazy story. But I'm always saying, like, I could talk to anyone about anything. I'm just, like, really naturally curious, especially about, like, human psychology. And you have a book called The Empath is the Narcissist. And you want to talk about narcissism and, like, the push-pull dynamic and all that kind of good stuff. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'd love to have you on my show. I think that's a really hot topic, because I think a lot of people are trying to understand narcissists and narcissism. I think a lot of people have it very wrong. I think a lot of people use that term very openly and generously, and they have no fucking clue what it's really about. I think you said you're a former narcissist. I do believe that narcissists can change, okay, 100%. But, you know, that's what we're going to discuss. Now, why don't you talk about your book and then give a little background on you, and then let's just discuss narcissists.
Okay, amazing. Thank you so much. Yeah, so my name is Aisha T. I work in energetics and emotional intelligence. So emotional intelligence, everybody thinks they're emotionally intelligent. My endless research with thousands of clients has proven that most people are not. And what does this look like? This looks like being really kick-ass in your purpose and, like, work and potentially not having sex at home or omitting sex from your partner. Women do this quite a bit, and then they, like, keep up with the Joneses or people please. This also affects the way that they're able to hold on to financial wealth as well. It's all self-worth. So the name of my program is called Self-Worth Warriors, and I teach people how to balance masculine and feminine in dark and light. And so in order for me to create this course, I've gone through a series of an insane story where I had a man attached to me for 18 years. And when he let go, I felt it. And I reached out to him, classic sort of narcissistic behavior.
Who's the narcissist? You or him?
Yeah. Well, the empath is the narcissist. Everybody's both. Okay. So that's the whole point of the
book. Oh, that's what you think? Everyone's a fucking narcissist? I just said. Oh my
God. Yeah, everybody is. Yeah.
We're going to have some fights on this podcast. I think everyone's a narcissist. Okay, but go on.
Everybody has dark energy, whether they choose to integrate it and face it or not is completely up to them.
Right. So you call dark energy narcissism. Dark energy is narcissism.
Yes. So unintegrated dark energy is narcissism. Essentially, what it means is that they are grandioso and they are rude to other people. Mm-hmm. So you really want to just look at the list of people that you don't like. Mm-hmm. Is essentially it. And so,
and then you could label them all narcissists. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the simplistic shit I can't stand. I think that's why people use it way too much. I think a narcissist is a very specific breed of person that exists, that is out there, that is troubled and has trauma and is very obvious to spot from a fuck a mile away. But it's interesting that you say that everyone's a narcissist. I didn't know that we were going there.
Yeah, everybody has narcissism within their system. Mm-hmm. And so what happens, let's use a tangible example. I think it's really helpful. So what happens is a codependent person perhaps will attract a narcissistic person. Both of them have low self-worth. Mm-hmm. The narcissist is what we call avoidant in their attachment style.
For sure, yeah.
And the codependent is anxious. Mm-hmm. So the codependent is looking for love outside of themselves. And then the narcissist is avoidant of love. So typically the narcissistic person, it's really difficult to spot because everybody loves them and they're charismatic. And then at home, they're lacking empathy toward the one that they love the most. And they're supposed to love the most, right? So whether it's their husband or wife or whatever. And then what happens is perhaps the codependent starts going, well, wait a minute, what the fuck? What about me? And starts to grow. When they start to get a certain level of personal power, that's when the narcissist drops them. And that's when everything shatters. And I call that the collapse. And so what happens in a collapse is everything burns down. It's your financial, your emotional, your spiritual, and even like your physical, if it was that big of an attachment. And that's where the person has a choice point. They can either heal from that and really overcome that relationship, or they can get bitter and stay mad at the narcissist instead of actually looking at the narcissist as just nothing but a character in their play to help them access their own power. So this happened for me since I wrote the book 3 times with 3 different men. I've been collapsed over and over and over again. And every time I collapse, I heal and I rise above, and then the universe pays me with a better man.
I believe everything you say, but I just don't. I think you'd open up your audience and sell a lot more of your program if you didn't call it narcissism and empath and you just call it men and women and relationships. It just sounds everybody crashes and goes through all those things when they break up with anybody, even if they had the most loving partner. You know what I mean? A lot of what you're talking about is very general, but right on the fucking money. But I don't think it just happens with a narcissist and an empath or an avoidant and an anxious. And I don't necessarily think it's always the anxious is codependent. The anxious could be avoidant in their next relationship. Those things are always flipped and stuff that I just feel like, I don't know, you should maybe just use it just people, not narcissists and empaths, because I think you open it up, because isn't this like really general stuff that everyone can relate to?
So, well, I've served thousands of people in the last 3 years. The way I work now is talking about how to magnetize extremely masculine men. What has happened is the feminine is about 80% emotions in any dynamic. So she holds, men are just less detached by nature. They're very analytical. So she holds a lot of stories. So when I work with the women, I go back in time, like even before their father, sometimes like past life stuff, and I clear all of the pain they have against the masculine. When that happens, she begins to, well, 3 things always happen. She makes more money, she gets way hotter and loses a ton of weight, and she starts attracting a higher caliber man. Mm-hmm. So yes, this is definitely relationship dynamics. And the reason the name of the book is what it's named is because there is a perpetuating division agenda that is happening right now, trying to separate men and women.
Right.
And everybody's out there just going, he's a narcissist, she's a narcissist.
Yeah,
so
that's
my
what
book
I mean.
Is designed.
But you're kind of saying the same thing, no?
Yeah, no, because my template and like the way that I work is unity consciousness. So I don't believe that there's a division between men and women and or feminine and whatever, because what I'm saying is, no more labeling people the narcissist, because we're all capable of being avoidant and anxious, and et cetera. It depends on how much healing we're willing to do.
Yeah, I agree.
And this is my whole ethos, is like everybody should be fucking stacking cash and looking good. And right now, I'm going to go on these dating podcasts. I guest a lot on a lot of different dating podcasts, and they're all like, this is like such a crazy high frequency, because you don't actually have to go out and search for people. If you're a woman, you can literally just do energy work and emotional intelligence, and you will become a literal magnet to
desire. Yeah, I always tell people, whatever you're sort of putting out is what's right in front of you. And so you got to kind of take accountability for that. But I've always said, when I'm single, it's because I want to be. And when I want a boyfriend, one shows up. I never have to do anything about it, except except become available and make that choice in my brain. And then the energy goes out and it just happens. But I don't think a lot of people understand that. I think what's unfortunate is that most people, when you say aren't emotionally intelligent, I think, you know, most people don't want to deal with the pain and the work that it takes when they do come to a crash in their life, right? And so they just sweep it under the rug and they go to the next person, and it's exactly the same. You want to up your fucking game and get a better person? Deal with your baggage. Deal with the thing right now, at the thing. Walk through the darkness, go through the pain, and then get over it and move forward. I'm always mesmerized by girls that are upset because their boyfriend from 20 years ago is getting married. It's like, you're not over him? It's like, 20 fucking years. Like, why didn't you? I mean, I don't understand. People hold on to stuff because I think people don't want to deal with the real shit when it comes up. I'm sorry. There are just times in your life when things fucking suck and you have to go there. You have to go to those emotions, deal with them, work through them, figure out what you need to learn, and then move on, and you're a better person and you have less baggage. You know, like you said, like with you.
Want to have the best sex you've ever had in years? Then you need to get yourself some Via High Love gummies. I got an email from a listener of mine that bought them last time I advertised them. And literally the guy said, me and my wife had the best sex that we've ever had in 40 years. Promise you. That's a real review. Via High Love gummies will get your senses going, increase your blood flow, and intensify your sexual experience. Via also offers zero THC products. They have a whole CBD line with products designed for sleep, focus, and energy, okay? You want something that's going to put you to sleep and keep you asleep? Try the Zen CBD gummies. I normally take melatonin to go to sleep. I took one of these. I got so tired like a normal person and then fell asleep and had the best night's sleep ever. So what are you waiting for? Go get yourself some High Love gummies for great sex and check out all the other Via products. And the best part is Via legally ships in all 50 states with discreet packaging directly to your door. No medical card required. So if you're 21 plus, you're going to get 15% off plus a free pack of award-winning Dreams THC and CBN sleep gummies with my exclusive code STRICTLYANON at viahemp.com. viahemp.com. Use my code STRICTLYANON at viahemp.com for 15% off and a free pack of Dream Gummies. Good news, Strictly Anonymous podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description.
Yeah. So 100%, I can relate to that so much because I choose to continue to grow and deeper and deeper because I'm deeply submissive. I have to be with a very masculine man with godly sight. Like, my goal is to fuck all the time and I don't want to make decisions.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah.
I love masculine men. Uh-huh. And I know what that takes. And I have exes, or I don't like the word ex. I'm kind of like Elizabeth Taylor, like my first husband, but like you see them like choosing different paths, and then I become the villain in their story, even though it's literally a piece of themselves they have not integrated. Mm-hmm. So they, And I'll tell you the thing about the interesting thing about narcissism, putting in this in the little air quotes, and that collapse and that heartbreak, doesn't matter how much money you make, you cannot escape heartbreak. But I'll tell you right now that, like, when you start really vibing on a super, super high frequency, you can't be manipulated, you can't be betrayed, because you don't feel the emotional attachment to people. Mm-hmm. And it's not because you're a robot, it's because that's how deep you have the capability of going that deep in this lifetime, where you literally, like, just watch people shift around you.
Yeah, that's
and there's
the
like
Buddha.
No emotional reaction.
Oh my God, when I was dating someone that was really into Buddhism, it is about evolving to the point where you don't give a shit, you'll throw rocks at people, you could care less, you have no emotions. I was like, oh, I don't know that I want to go there. That's not fun, really. But that is like what Buddhism is all about, like just really having nothing, no feelings whatsoever, which I think is kind of boring. I like the human being part of life. I am very attached to my soul and the perfectness of everything. But while I'm here on Earth, I like shit messy. I like human being shit. I don't know. Maybe I'll get to that point, yeah, and then I'll drop dead. But, you know, I'm not in a hurry to have no emotions and not care and just leave, yeah, people in the dust. Yeah. I think there's something beautiful about the positives and the negatives and all the feelings. That's because that's real life. That's what we're here for.
You bring up a really good point. I love that as well. And it sounds like you have a really great relationship with the duality of both,
yeah,
right? So we, yeah, want to make sure that we're connecting. Like, people sometimes are like, you are not good enough if you're not happy alone. I'm like, well, fuck that. Who says that? I want to be rode 3 to 5 times a day by a masculine man and, yeah, tossed, yeah, yeah, around the room by a guy with a lot of tattoos. I want that. I don't care. There's nothing wrong with me. If all that said, I teach a rockin' solid relationship with the emotion. Like, my clients, I teach them how to have emotions in a way that are like, go so deep into that rage, go so deep into that anger, serve that shit to the king, serve it to God, whatever you call it in your practice, universe, doesn't matter. You serve him that and you say, where the fuck are you? Why are you putting me in this situation? Go into that deep, dark energy and move it. And when you move it, it's like, oof, that's where the weight starts falling off. That's where, like, you start going, cha-ching, cha-ching, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Money just starts flowing toward you because money's just an energy. So it's this really cool relationship that I'm giving my clients with the emotion and that consciousness to know that if homie's walking out of your life, you can be sad because the relationship's over, but you honor his truth or her truth because that's what's supposed to happen. And that is going to take healing. And I do a lot of work in, like, the abandonment wound and the rejection wound and attachment theory. And so, like I said, my goal is get everybody fucking and stacking Benjis. So I'm on the mission.
Yeah, I love that. But I want people to learn some shit right now while we're talking. So, yeah, like, where do you want to go with this? I thought for some reason we were going to be talking about narcissists, because I do. I'm sorry. I kind of disagree in that. I do believe there is a real narcissist personality trait person, and they're all the same, and you could, and they're not the majority of people. Yeah, people might have a little bit of narcissism in there, but there is a person that is very narcissistic, and you know, to no one is to fucking no one. And it's a very, to me, it's a very specific breed, and they're all kind of alike. And it's once you kind of understand it, it is a simple person. I see them as a 5-year-old child. Like, they're not dangerous at all. They're funny to me, but if you've ever been taken by one, you can feel like they're very dangerous and very powerful. Oh. He's all big and bad, but really he's not. He's actually very weak kind of person. So I was thinking, yeah, we were going to, like, talk about that, because I think that there's so many people that get involved with that kind of energy and they don't know how to get out of it. And I do, yeah, also get into the whole anxious and avoidant dance. I've been that person. I've been involved in that. I've read a lot of books on it. I think it's super interesting, that push-pull thing. And I think people can go, like you said, and like I said, you could go from being anxious to avoidant to avoidant to anxious, depending on what kind of person you meet. You know what I mean? I've been able to flip. I've been the crazy one thinking I'm dying to have a relationship with the person, and as well as the avoidant pushing away. Both people don't want a fucking relationship and aren't ready for it, or else they wouldn't be together, because it's a dance that never comes together ever. It doesn't work. So I don't know what you want to talk about, or where you want to go.
Yeah, it's crazy, because I'll tell you a story about a billionaire that I attracted. Mm-hmm. So I attract this billionaire. He activates me. I was like, oh my God. Like, he wasn't even good looking. It was just all the sexual energy. It was all the sexual energy.
And sexual also his energy billions was like, of dollars. His power.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, but he's he, yeah, power, yeah, right? Yeah, and he's yeah. a CEO of a massive company. And I'm like he has, this man had, I think at the time, 25,000 employees, and he was building another 15,000 employee yeah. section of the business. Mm-hmm. And so think about, I want everybody to understand this. That man, it has almost 30,000 people plugged into his system. 30,000 people are plugged into that system, albeit small, but if he has trauma and he is a narcissist, everybody who's attracted to him on some level has the codependency to him a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so that's a really big understanding of this work. So I work with a lot of these leaders, and what happened was, like, I was like, oh my God, like, he has so much power. And then he basically ghosted me. Well, this is what happened. He wanted me to send him all these sexy photos. And I was like, all right, yeah, sure, daddy. I was like, oh my God, I want to so badly $5 million. And I was like, I know that you're going to fill me up. And he's like, okay, send me like a couple little ones. I was like, I would love to. How about you transfer $1.5 million.
Oh my God.
And I'm going to send, yeah. And I'm like, I'm going to send those over for you. Cause I knew that me sending those photos and him paying me was actually going to help this man heal.
Oh
and
my God.
Basically,
so many people are like spitting their coffee out right now, listening to you. Guys, pay you right now.
He could not pay me. He could not pay me. And this is where it gets fucked up. Women have let men just have sex with them without actually getting paid because there's such a distortion around it, even though it's the same action. Being penetrated by money is the same as being penetrated by penis. And the reason this is because whatever you seed grows. So if it's penis, that you're going to get a human. And if you seed like a startup is in seed phase, then the startup starts to grow because money grows. So anyway, he couldn't do it and he ghosted me and I lost everything. I ended up going homeless. I lost my house. I lost all my money.
Was he paying your bills? I don't understand why he not giving you $1.2 million made you go homeless. You were obviously not living. You obviously had no money before. I mean, it wasn't his fault.
It was like this gradual buildup of all of this stuff because momentum is always building. So I was like looking out there for like a man to rescue me on some subconscious level. And then everything just started to collapse. But that's happened to me 3 times in a row because of what I'm doing in this lifetime, which is bringing pure love back. And so in order for me to do that, I have to clear every single thing. It's really a lot of energetics.
But did you think that a billionaire, listen, I know I live in New York City, so I call them swinging dicks. Swinging dicks, those top 1% of men out there. Like $50,000 is no big deal to them. It's like $5 for me and you, that kind of person. I know those kinds of people. Yeah. Those kinds of people are going to ghost anybody that asks them for cash. Like, you know, the one thing that those men are on high alert for are like women that are just trying to, quote unquote, get cash out of them. You know what I mean? I don't know. That was like the wrong move for the billionaire. If you were my friend, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? You would have got a lot more from that guy by never asking him for a dime. I don't understand that whole analogy that you just made, that where you like think, do you think that that was like a good move on your part to ask him for millions of dollars for your naked pics? I don't know what you're saying.
Well, I know. Well, actually, he actually really understood the energy of.
I don't think he did. He ghosted you.
Yeah, you know
what the energy was? User. It's a fucking user. Come on.
Well, there's a lot here. So with women, typically, like, I didn't care. I don't need a man's money.
No, but you obviously did. I feel like I'm going to help you, Aisha.
No.
You obviously did. You went homeless the minute he ghosted you and didn't give you a dime. So you obviously had no money of your own. You kept trying to find a guy to support you.
That's correct. So in order for me to justify my book and understand how codependency works, it doesn't matter if it's $5 million or $50 or my husband or a billionaire. It's the same emotion. So basically, for me to experience what a codependent had to go through, so if you get your heart broken and you're shattered, you can literally lose everything. So I just saw it as the universe showing me that. And I'm very, very resilient because I don't look at it as I went into the victim. Don't get me wrong. I was like, what the fuck? But he had said, listen, I'm going to pay you. I'm going to help you with your business. I'm going to do this. I did a pitch deck. And then we also had this weird sexual thing going on. And so it was a lot of layers. I'm giving you the Cliff's notes, but essentially he had kind of told me he was going to do all these things. And then when push came to shove, he was trying to get the pudding without paying the piper. And I just wasn't available. And I said, look, I can't enter this contract. It doesn't feel good for me. And then that's when everything kind of collapsed. But that was 10 months ago. Since that time, my team and I we've created almost $300,000 in my business. But I wouldn't have done it if I didn't get the help that I got right after. And so there's just this power in knowing what happens in codependency. So, but what I'm trying to say here is that he's a billionaire that has 30,000-40,000 people in his business. And that right there is power. And so for me and what I do with this work is the goal and the desire is to get more and more women and men that will heal, to heal as much as they can so that they don't get affected at all by that in and that out. So you need to be able to be like, no, I'm not giving you money. You need to be like, okay, bye, see ya, peace, and toss up the deuces. And so maybe mine wasn't that clean, but that's what I'm always working toward.
I'm sorry, but you deserve to be dumped by that guy. I don't believe that you should fuck guys for money and they owe you something. It's one thing if that's like your business and you're working at the Bunny Ranch where it's legal and stuff, but I don't know what you're, I'm really confused at what you're trying to say. Like,
to ask a guy
to give you $1.2 million, you know how many people hit those people up? They are on the receiving end of so many people asking them for cash, never paying them back, using them for the money. They are on high alert for somebody like that, that you, of course, were going to be ghosted. It's very, unless you're getting a guy that has a kink that wants to give you the money. And there's guys like that out there. Okay. They've been on my show.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
They want to give you money and be humiliated by it. Most of the time, those other guys want to stay clear of somebody with that agenda. So don't you see that, like, that you were putting out the energy of, I want this to be transactional, and maybe that's not what he wanted.
No, it was definitely clear that it was transactional, and I don't actually have sex. I'm celibate 3 years.
Oh, you said there was something sexual going on with him. That's what you said. What was going on?
Well, are you familiar with like sexual energy activations where you just like really sexually attracted to somebody, even though you've never had sex? It was like that. It was like this energy between the two of us that there's always
God.
A third.
No wonder why he ghosted you. You never fucked him either. I said, but you wanted money and you wouldn't send him hot pics. Yeah. No guy wants a girl like that. No hot pics. You just want energy of sex without you actually being there, and you want to be paid. I dump you too. Come on. This is so funny.
Yeah.
No guy wants that. Yeah, no alpha male wants that girl. Come on.
Actually, you'd be so surprised because
So
there's a billionaire like Elon Musk. He talks about this. And there's a book called Think and Grow Rich from Napoleon Hill. Mm-hmm. And what this is called is sexual transmutation. And so many men who have really high levels of wealth understand this. They can't explain it because you can't really see energy or explain it, but it has smart men know the power of a divine feminine woman and a woman who has a lot of love, because love is the strongest force on the
earth. There is no love in that relationship with that guy. Maybe you're not telling the story properly, but that just sounded like a very transactional thing where you sought him out because he had a lot of cash and you wanted it, and you know, you weren't giving it anything up until you got it, and when he didn't want it, like, it was like, end. Where's the love in that? Where that wasn't about love, you know? Was there love there?
So love is a frequency that a person holds inside of their body. So love is conducive to how much you actually love yourself inside your cells. So it's a way that you become like you glow at a certain level when you have a certain level of love and you attract certain things at these levels. So I will say there's truth in what you're sharing as far as the way that that went down. There's definitely lessons.
How long, can I just get the details of that relationship? I'm more obsessed with your relationship with this billionaire that you think was like, you were completely wrong and didn't deserve to be dumped.
Hey guys, do you know that you have a G-spot? That's right. Guys have a G-spot too. And you want to know where it is? It is hidden right underneath your taint. Now, I'm sure most of you know where your taint is, but for those who don't, it's that little tiny, super sensitive strip right between your balls and your asshole. Now, listen, if you stimulate your male G-spot, you're going to have what's called a prostate orgasm. Now, I never had a prostate orgasm because I'm a chick, but the guys who have called into my show who have had them talk about it being the best effing orgasm they've ever had. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about the Butter Wellness Personal Massager. Their personal massager is designed to externally stimulate the male G-spot. That's right. You don't have to put anything inside of you to have a prostate orgasm. You just take their personal massager and you put it right on your taint and you're going to have a prostate orgasm. And not only that, massaging your taint is going to increase your blood flow, give you stronger erections, and if you have any kind of ED going on, it's going to help with that too. And right now, Butter Wellness is offering my listeners 20% off your order when you enter the code STRICTLY at butterwellness.com. That's butterwellness.com. Use my code STRICTLY to get 20% off your order. Go to butterwellness.com. Use code STRICTLY to get 20% off and have yourself the best orgasm ever.
How long did you know him
for? I didn't
say that. No, but how long? I just need the details because I'm judging you and I just want to make sure my judgment is correct. It's okay. Like I'm just kind of painting the picture and I don't know the details. You just sort of said a sentence about it, but it sounded very lacking of any kind of good stuff and just very transactional. Like how long did you know the guy?
I've known him probably about 3 years.
How long were you dating him for?
We didn't date.
So you never dated. So
nope.
Okay. Where was the devastation of him leaving you because he was promising you cash and you had a transactional relationship with him? Like, hey, I'm going
to
be like,
I'm
not going to date you and I'm not going to fuck you, but I want you to give me money. And he said, okay, I will. Because listen, I do know that a swinging dick might make a situation where there's money involved, where they get free sex because it's easy. There's no love there. But if you're not sort of putting up your end of the bargain, you're going to get dumped. Were you willing? Because you weren't giving him sex, right? You weren't, had no companionship. Mm-hmm. You weren't dating. He wanted sexy pics of you. You said that there was some sort of love energy going on. Like you said, was there love there? There was a love energy. Did he live in the same state as you? Or was he far away?
No, he lives overseas.
Right. I knew that. I don't know why, but I just knew he wasn't even
really good,
in your life.
Yeah.
Cool world.
So these are really cool good questions because it's giving me insight into, well, a lot of things because my role is to really help people understand this energy. And I need to be able to say it in ways that are tangible and people understand them.
Oh yeah. The way you said that sentence, the way you described that, I'm like, people are going to be spitting. My truckers that listen to my show are going to be spitting their fucking coffee out when you're like, he wanted me to send him sexy pics. And I'm like, give me 5 million. And when he said no, I said, give me 1.2. And then he said no. And I'm like, what's the difference? The dick and the money's no different. Like, you should get paid for it. And then he dumped me and I was devastated. I guess. I don't know. You got to describe that story in a better way. It sounds bad. It sounds like you were using the guy for cash and he was using you for sex, but you didn't want to give him sex. So what the fuck is he going to pay you for? That's a fuck.
Yeah. Actually,
for energy? No, he wants to see your pussy.
Yeah, for energy.
He wasn't going to know what's going to pay. I'm sorry. Maybe Elon Musk, but you're going to have to be 20 and hot. It might be a so brilliant. He's such a weirdo. He's going to pay somebody for energetic love. But at the end of the day, you know, if you want a billionaire to pay you some cash and you want that, you're going to have to send some hot pics. Come on.
Yeah.
You should have sent him the pics if you were almost homeless. I mean, oh my God, if I was your friend, I would have been dying by this story.
But I think that you're missing what I was actually trying to describe through that story.
Yeah.
In order to understand the relationship that a codependent person has.
Who's the codependent in this story? You, right?
this would be me.
Yeah,
right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So where I'm looking for him to save
your
me.
Bills.
People do this. Well, yeah, people do this all the time. They do this situation where they're like, they are so codependent, and then they end up in dangerous situations. These trauma bonds can kill people. They kill people.
You had no bond. I'm just more obsessed with this actual like relationship, quote unquote, that you sort of like story that is sounds like it's was more than it really was. I don't know. There wasn't, doesn't sound like there was a big relationship there. There was no sex, no love, no hanging out with each other. What was it? Like, were you constantly emailing? Were you talking on the phone?
Yeah, we have had a business relationship for a long time.
Oh, okay. So he helped, like you said, he was helping you with your business.
Yeah. So we had, maybe perhaps I didn't give enough detail, but there was a dynamic where we had agreed that we were going to be working on my business as well. And then this whole thing started to unfold. It was great. It gave me the eyes to see exactly what happens to people when they're plugged into situations where they feel like they can't, like you need that person. And so it's hard to describe because this is where most people would be like, well, he's an evil person or you're an idiot, but neither of those things are true. I had to experience that dynamic so that I could prove my book in the proving of when you find your own personal power and when you find your own voice and you say, no, I'm drawing the line here. You need to pay me before I send anything. That's what we've agreed to. And now you're trying to back out of the agreement. Then I'd rather just walk away and deal with the repercussions, which is what I did. And then just began creating my own money. So it's really a really, I guess it's difficult for me to describe in a way that people understand, but the energetics, there's this whole book. There's a book called Think and Grow Rich. It's from the 1930s.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, Napoleon, I know that one. Yeah.
Oh, you do? You do know the book.
I read every self-help book when I was like 15. You know what I mean? Like I've been,
yeah, nice.
Been there, done
yeah.
that. I love all that stuff.
Yeah. So do you remember the chapter on sexual transmutation?
No. Remind me.
So basically muse, energy of muse, it's every artist has like this relationship with like their inner muse, like this goddess inside that has helped them create art. Well, that's basically what the energy was between us. So it felt like we like knew each other. And I'm sure people can relate to that. You meet somebody and you're like, holy shit, I know this person.
Yeah.
And so there was like this instant connection. And then it just was that the contract was he was supposed to ghost me. So people be like, oh, you did it all wrong. No, that's just what the contract was. Like, I don't have time to waste away in wondering what if and what I could have. I'll do it differently next time for sure. I definitely want to be working with billionaires and helping them heal. So billionaires and millionaires and all in men everywhere, they'll be in full-blown relationships with women that they've been married to for 25 years, and they will go to a hooker for emotional intelligence. And so emotional intelligent women, they're soft, they're nurturing, they don't get affected by projections. They like have very calm and regulated nervous systems. So this is the type of energy that I hold and desire to keep holding as I move on more and more. So some of the men that I do work with, so I work with a series of multimillionaire men. They will tell me things that are so deep and dark. And you can relate to this based off of even the podcast that you have, mm-hmm. where they'll say really dark things and I don't judge them at all or close my heart. I simply let them say what they need to say. And I've watched men lose 10 pounds in the matter of 48 hours. They're like, I don't even know what the hell, what is this? And it's because men respond to a woman who has a really open heart. It's because it means she has a really deep connection with her heart and her pussy. So it's like, even though I'm celibate, it's still this really big sexual energy that I emanate from my photos and from the way that I hold myself in these dynamics. And my goal is to turn as many women into this as possible.
Why are you celibate, by the way? Are you doing this until, 'cause you're waiting to meet the right person and you just don't want to give that energy out to the wrong person? Or like, why celibate 3 years?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I had a boyfriend slip in there for a little bit, and he was great guy. It turns out he was cheating on me, but same situation. I don't have animosity against it. I just realized that I made the wrong choice there, and he cheated. And so that's just the type of person that he was. Like, I don't care. I think he's a really great guy.
Right. You don't personalize
it. No. And I really live my life like that with men mm-hmm. and women. Mm-hmm. Like, I just feel like we can always be calmer. And so when it comes to men and me and my personal journey, I'm waiting for my divine counterpart in order for me to be paired with a really strong man that's, for me, the perfect match for me. Mm-hmm. I have committed to doing the deepest amount of energetic and emotional intelligence work that I can, and then I'm just serving from this place.
Right. And a part of that work is not giving that sexual energy out until you meet that person. Like, I could respect that. Is that what that's about, though?
Yeah.
Holding on
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because if you... we started at the beginning of this talk. I said the man that he and I were in a trauma bond when we were 18 or 19 years old, and he stayed held on to me for 20 years. So I saw how much sexual energy can affect people if there's attachments. Like, I meet some of the women that clients that I meet and men, they're holding on to heartbreak from 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And they're going through relationships, going through the motions. And I've decided in this life to clear all of that so that I could purify my soul. And then and the cool thing is, it brings me a huge amount of joy to do these things and have these experiences so that my clients can have them with way less rupture. Like, I can help so many more people in such a short amount of time because I went homeless, because I experienced that with that man, because I got through my divorce and my trauma bond. And I went through so much trauma in the last couple of years. It's been insane. I was assaulted twice. I lost my house. It was a fucking mess. But it's because now I can help more people without going through so much of that trauma.
Right. So celibacy is right now for you because you've been working on yourself, healing all that dark energy inside of yourself. And now that you have, you're waiting for that better guy to come. Right. And that's the person.
Oh my God. Yeah. But I will, I just want to say, yeah.
I mean, does celibacy mean you won't even let a guy go down on you? I don't know. What does celibacy mean to you?
Yeah, no, but I will tell you this. Mm-hmm. Celibacy is not for me. I absolutely cannot stand it. And I'm ready any day now for the right guy to come in. I'll know
really?
Him when I see him.
Okay.
But yeah, I fucking hate it. I'm super hot. I'm a really good woman. I want to be having sex. And I think there's so many women out here that are like this. And they're like, why am I still single? I'm aware. I'm confident. I'm a beautiful soul. And for some reason, I can't attract the right guy. So I help a lot of those women because I know how long the road takes to align to the divine guy that you've been waiting for. And this is a really fucking awesome life for it. We could have so much fun in these awesome, they're like unions where you're not fighting and you're not having chaos. And that's just what I'm doing.
Right. So you bring women on and then you teach them you take them back or into themselves to try to find out where their kind of baggage or darkness is and try to heal that for them. Release that so they could be more open, and then they're more open, they're walking down the street, their light is on, a guy picks them up like that. You bring women to that place.
Whew. Yes, God, the really well good way of describing it. That's literally it in a nutshell. And we go really, really deep, because I go really, really deep, really deep. I'm clearing everything as much as I can. I've got some really amazing energy healers that I work with.
So what is that? So when you say is it done? I know you can't give out your whole course, but you got to give some stuff here.
Yeah,
and is it, when you say you work with energy healing, what are somebody going to get if they take your course? They're going to get somebody putting their hands on them, somebody working Reiki. Is it also tangible things you could do and steps you could do and homework? What does it entail?
Oh, thank you so much for asking. Yeah. So there's actually five guys in it. And then we've got 40 women. I call them the keeper of the mermaids. They're awesome. And there's men joining more and more because mm-hmm. I teach 2 hours a week, and I bring in I call myself I'm the leather boots wearing energy healer. Like, you're not going to find hairy armpits over here. It's like this kind of like really cool, edgy way of teaching energetics. And what I do in the course, you receive a 68-page resource pack and you get 10 video modules that are only like 30, 40 minutes. So it's not like a lot of time. And then I teach live every week for 2 hours on a Wednesday. Once a month, I have a deep subconscious hypnotherapy master. She comes in and anchors all of the teachings. At the end of every teaching, I do 30 minutes of energy work, and my energetics are quantum. And then I'm a shaman, and then I'm a hypnotherapist, and I do all of this different kind of like magic to help people detach. I'm just constantly detaching stories. That's pretty much my role, is like the detachment lady. And then I just help people integrate their narcissism so they can be fucking fabulous and not have to worry about what anybody thinks. Like, it's like, just be awesome. Have a great time. Your unique expression's awesome. And it's like, I've got a few lesbians, a gay man, and then I've got like, it's awesome. It's just turning into a really, really cool community.
But does the community get involved with each other? Do they have one-on-ones only with you? Are they all talking together? Like, what does that community look like?
Yeah. So we meet over Zoom once a week for 2 hours. There's about 38 people in the group right now. And I'd say about 10 to 12 people show up on the live calls and they ask questions, and there's so much engagement. We've got a private Facebook group, and there's so much engagement. Like, every day people are just like, holy shit, lost 10 pounds, lost 3 pounds. My ex came back. My wife is, we're leaving and we're doing it consciously. And I just got a new job, or I got a raise. And there's doctors in there, lawyers, real estate agents, coaches, like all walks of life. Like, it's awesome. It's like such a cool, it's a cool spot, because everybody deserves whatever's in their soul, and to be really, really secure in their sexuality and the way they show up and their, like, their unique vibe. Because that uniqueness is going to bring the right person. It's not just about being like the loudest in the room. It's about having a really cool allure and magnetism to like what you want.
Yeah, and be open. I think a lot of people, like I said, especially that friend that you have that's always going on dates but can't find the right person, and maybe there's some fear, there's something there that's they're stuck on. I know that people have stories attached to them, whether they're from previous relationships or from their parents. Like, we all have some story that was fucking told to us at some point in our life that could really be holding you back. And a lot of times it's very subconscious. And I think it's very hard to release that. I found a lot of help and changing that by like subliminal message stuff, because it yes. goes into your subconscious, because your conscious brain or your subconscious brain is going to cock block it. I've done beta, theta shit. Like, I have something that I know is like, it brilliantly changes your whole life, and you don't do anything for it, because it's very hard to break that subconscious stuff. And sometimes that story is on loop for people. And those are the people out there that want something so bad and do everything they can to have it, and they just can't. It's like, maybe on some level you don't think you deserve it when that was told yes. to you at yes. some place in your life. And until you remove that horrible story, like, you will never get what you want. And you only live once. So get rid of that fucking story. And
oh my God.
Right?
Yeah. I love your energy, because, okay, so this is so true, because it's not even just in your life. That's why the subconscious is about 80% to 90% of the decisions we make on the daily.
Yeah.
So remember the billion, hey, you remember that billionaire story?
I do. I can't somewhere, help it. You remember that? I love that billionaire yeah. story.
So, I love that billionaire story. You know that mother, he's coming back. He was such a sweetheart. He's coming back. I don't even care. I'm like, oh my God, he's going to be back soon. And I have this weird thing where I like can't see men darkness. I just think it's, I don't know if it's a protective mechanism, but I'm just like, oh my God, he's a sweetheart. He's going to come back. And so anyway, that billionaire, like, somewhere in my psyche, in my mind, I had this feeling that I needed this man. So I had to have like 4 hypnotherapy sessions, because I was like, oh my God, like, I was experiencing all these really deep, dark emotions that I could tell were ancient, like ancient witch, they're called like witch wounds, where mm-hmm. you think somebody's like going to come after you and burn you. This is in all women and it's in all men. And so a lot of men are afraid of their power because they have to face the darkness to get to that power. And men have been sort of targeted and made into these tyrannical men and kings for freaking thousands of years. So when a man, most people are afraid of their power. They like can't get through the darkness to like actually access their good, clean power. Huh. And so my soul's like, oh, well, fuck it. Well, great. Sure. Throw me on the ground. I'm homeless. I broke out in hives. And I was like, oh my God. How the fuck am I? Yeah. And I still kept going. I still got up and kept going. I wouldn't have been anywhere without
because
my
you
coach.
Finally had no choice. That's what where you needed to go to learn your lesson. You had to learn it for yourself.
That's it. Like you weren't going to
get that externally. So you hit your bottom. And that's where sometimes, like, I've had friends that call me up and their life is finally at their lowest point. And I'm like, I'm so happy for you. Like, they've been happy all their life. Yeah, and then like, they're like, I'm suddenly depressed. I'm like, you should have been depressed 2 years ago. Your life is garbage. Now you're finally living in the truth. I'm so happy for you that you've crashed and burned. Because now you're going to finally get fucking better. People see that as a bad thing. Sometimes that's like the best point of your life. For me, I believe that 100%. I think life is school. We're here to be imperfect and then work on all of our imperfections and better ourselves. And the more you could do that and the more problems you have and the more so you get past them and grow as a person, the better. I have a whole book on all my crazy relationships and how every single one went bad, but never does one chapter end without me taking accountability and saying exactly the reason for why I, as a person, attracted to that person. That person was a player in my life. I had one boyfriend. He was so bad to me, but he was everything that my father was so much so that he even looked like him. When I looked at a picture many years later, I was like, oh my God. And I was so sexually attracted to him and so bound to him. And the day I told him to fuck off and walked out, I really felt like I never dated my father again. And I stayed friends with the guy. And so many years later, he apologized to me. He felt really bad for how I treated him. I'm like, are you kidding me? I should send you flowers. Like, you helped me. That's exactly what I needed. And that's how I see things. Like, clearly, like, I have no resentment. Like, to me, that was like the best player in my game. Thank you so much for treating me like a piece of fucking garbage, because I found my voice and I no longer am that person. And if you had never done that, that's, you know, I would have never learned that. That's what I needed. So I could see the positive. And I hate that so many people don't look at things like that.
I know.
I think that that's the way you have to look at it. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. You know what? It's so, this is exactly the way I live my life.
Yeah.
It's like, you're a player in my game. Like, even that billionaire story, it's so funny because, like, I could see the shit happening and I knew that I was, like, gonna be in a dangerous situation. But for some reason, like, I couldn't. It's like,
you needed that lesson.
Yeah, like you have to wait until they call it like the consciousness drops where you're like, aha, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, now I see that. And that's where people either get ashamed or they get mad at the person, which you go through that. You go through it. Like, it's called, there's
that's
five
normal.
Stages. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's five stages of the abandonment wound. And this is a doctor. Dr. Anderson is her name. Mm-hmm. Susan Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
So you shatter and then you withdraw and then you internalize and then you go through rage and then you lift it up. So it's called swirl, mm-hmm. these five stages. And then you'll feel like you're better when you're lifted up, and then something will happen and then you'll feel it again and then you'll feel it again. So depending on how big the attachment was, that can take people literally their entire lifetime. Remember, I had a guy tied to me for 18 years. Mm-hmm. I said, why didn't you get the help? He goes, I don't even know where I would start. I was so embarrassed. And I was like, fuck, that's a massive problem for men. And it's what you just said when you said, like, about him knocking you out to feel that pain to find out who you were. Like, it's just such a, it is such a powerful piece of how you should be living life. And like, people just get so stuck. They can't seem to get out of their own way. I see it all the time with clients. Like, they'll get so close to taking my course and then they ghost me, or like, or you can see that they're like, life is like unfolding and it's going to go downhill and they can't see it yet. Sometimes people are like, I think I need this now. And that's when you're like, holy shit, I'm about to save this person 10 years of misalignment.
Yeah.
And so it's really fucking cool because I'm watching like quantum shifts happen where people are just skipping all of these like karmic lessons, because instead of looking out there to get the lesson about your dad, I'm taking you into your body to find the lesson about your dad before you have to go through 10 years of finding the lesson out there.
Yeah, and I think that the right people find you. And when they're ready, those are the people that don't ghost you. And the people that ghost you aren't ready. The reason why I started my show is because I always love to pick apart problems and try to help somebody sort of like deal with them and move on and give them the motivation. I love that kind of shit because I've been doing it with myself my whole life. But my friends were like irritated because a lot of times people don't want to hear the truth. They're not ready for that. That's not where they're at. They're problem havers. They're not at the point where they're problem solvers. And that's okay. But people would get so mad at me because I wanted to do what I wanted to do. And they were like, fuck yeah. You. So then I'm like, if I do this show, I'm going to meet people that want to hear the truth, that want exactly what I want to do. And so a lot of time, and that's exactly what happened. I get to be me and people are so excited about hearing the truth. That's what they're ready for. That's why they seek me out. And that's the perfect thing. And I no longer have to do it to every Tom, Dick and Harry and my friends and people that aren't ready for it. And a lot of times people will email me like, you should get this person on the show or you should get that. And I'm like, no, I will never ask someone to be on my show because those are always the worst guests. Sometimes I feel like they act like I'm like a fucking monkey. I got to dance for them. Like I got to work so hard because they're not at that place that my guests who email me are at. And when my guest at the end of the thing is like, oh my God, thank you, Kathy, so much. This is what I needed. It's changed my life. You're so great that you did this. I'm like, no, you did this. The part of you that was ready emailed me. I had nothing to do with it. It means you were ready for this. That's why you called me. That's why you emailed me. That's why you're here on my show. And that's a powerful moment in somebody's life, but they have to be there themselves. So anyone that ghosts you, they're not ready. Maybe a year from now they will be. But if anybody wants to take your course, why don't you give out all of your information so people could find you? I'll put links to everything in the description. Awesome.
Yes, you have been awesome. I like your little, like, you're a little bit fiery.
I'm am. Into it. Yes.
I like it. Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm over here, like, getting turned on as you just, like, penetrating me with your, like, your slight jabby edge. I'm into it. You're like, you did it wrong, Asha. You did it wrong. I'm like, tell me how bad.
Yes, I was obsessed with your billionaire story.
It's really good. And it's good because we know that, like, me and my counsel, I have a woman that works with me and she's like my counsel and she's like, we got to make sure because I am preparing to work with more of these men, like millionaires and multi-billionaires, to bring them to this beautiful benevolence. Yeah. And so I got to figure out what that looks like. So perhaps I was a little early, but perhaps I needed the healing to happen.
But you also, listen, you had improper boundaries. That professional situation should have never switched to where this guy felt comfortable enough to ask you for pussy shots. You know what I mean? That's like your own problem with boundaries. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. We
be fucking clear. There's no pussy shots. There's no sexual energy. There's no love vibrating. Okay, Aisha, just have a professional relationship with them. And then you're going to get paid.
No shit. That's exactly what we said. If I just left it professional and didn't tell him,
you opened it up.
I've had another millionaire. He's like a multimillionaire. He came in after and he also activated me and I kept it to myself. And he actually was able to enter a contract with me, 20,000, but much, much cleaner. So So definitely learned that lesson. I was like, holy fuck, I should have probably just left it all business.
Yes, you muddied it up. I believe in the universe and I believe in the energy. You were sending out mixed vibes. Like I couldn't even understand the story. How did you expect the energy to understand it? It was so fucking confusing. Sorry.
But the other thing that's cool is that it unlocked this sort of like Dakini, like priestess energy in me where I do desire to work with men in that capacity energetically, sex. So I got to figure out what that looks like.
Really.
I'm like, okay, how can I be like this submissive role in a better way where I have better boundaries, where they don't have direct access to me? So it's like either business or it's this Dakini work.
Yeah. And listen, it's very important. Most of the time I've learned a lot about myself by knowing like who I don't want to be. Sometimes I don't know who the fuck I want to be or where I want to be, but like knowing who you don't want to be or what doesn't work for you is equally as important. So you know that, I want to work 100. With billionaires, but you need to realize like that's not the way it's ever going to work for you. Because that's not divine. Yeah. That kind of thing is not going to work if your intention is to help people. If your intention is just get fucking money from people and you don't care about anything else, there's a different way to go about it. But if your intention is to help people, there was no helping going on there. That was like the waters.
There was.
Okay.
Well, that's the thing. Because the business side
You weren't helping him when he wanted pussy shots. You wouldn't help him. It didn't work.
I know. No, but my pussy shots will heal men. That's the whole point of it. But like, I couldn't figure out how to get it constructed. Oh, I was like, how am I going to do this? So when I just gave a man a session the other day, an energy session, right? And I like look beautiful at the session. I give him the energy session. The next day he wrote a 300-page book. So this is the type of power that a woman has when she's really divine in her energy. But you're right. It was definitely like, ooh, business or Dakini. Like,
yeah,
which one is it?
Make a fucking choice. Yeah. What you put out comes
back. Yeah,
you
gotta pick a lane and then and it'll come back.
Yeah, and I do believe it's about intention. I think intention is very important, and people smell intention from a mile away. So if your intention is something that isn't really on the up and up and isn't very pure and maybe aligned with what you're doing, like, you're not going to get pure, aligned, great things back. You lost that relationship. I don't think in a business relationship, sending pussy shots is clear or divine. I think you muddied that up with, that's the dark energy there. That shouldn't have been in it at all. You know, that was unprofessional.
It's divine sexual energy. So it's different, right?
You didn't have that relationship with him. You started out as a professional relationship. That's where you went wrong. That's all we got. Okay.
I
can't psychoanalyze you. I know, me too. We could go around in circles.
You know, in a year, I'm going to have 5 billion. I'm coming. We're meeting. And then I'm going to be like, here, these are my billionaire entourage.
No, but you're not going to be sending them pussy shots. I don't think you get what I'm saying. I'm not saying you can't work with billionaires and have all that stuff, but you got to take a stance. Either you're going to be an escort or you're going to be a professional businesswoman that's offering a course where somebody pays for it and doesn't get pussy shots. Pick a lane.
I think I'm actually going to be able to hold both.
Okay. You call me in 5 years from now that you're doing both.
I will. I'm going to.
Oh my God. You're nutty. I like it though.
Yeah. Well, hold on. Just before we wrap it up, I'll tell you who's a perfect example.
Yeah.
The Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah.
And even Kim Kardashian, say what you want about her. She's a lawyer and she does porno. Or she does like nudes, right? But she's also a lawyer. She holds all these different aspects of who she is by just believing that she can do it.
Yeah, but she didn't make her, like, she's not a life coach. She's a hot piece of ass. That's how she's made a living, with a sex tape. Her intention has always been to be exactly who she is. And she is just also happens to be a smart businesswoman on top of it. I don't think anything wrong, but that intention is very different from you. You are selling courses on personal self help, okay? That shouldn't have anything to do with sex.
It does. Okay. Sex is the only energy that the world cannot live without.
Okay, but I'm just saying you as the teacher shouldn't be offering your rich clients that. That's all I'm saying. I can't keep
going on.
That's what I'm saying.
No, my God.
You're not Kim Kardashian. You're like a professional woman teaching courses to help empower people, okay? And if you want to have sex with guys for money, change your name and be someone different someplace else. But when you, I don't know how you keep those things together, and I don't think you'll be able to 5 years from now, but I hope 5 years from now you're making all the money. You are doing like your energy healing work to help people, but you just keep it professional. No sex related. Your divine guy that's gonna show up in your life because you've done all this work. So give out all your information of where people can find you and take your kooky course and maybe get pussy shots. Listen, this woman's down for that. Maybe they're gonna get some pussy shots.
I was gonna say listen ladies and men who are listening, if you're like, no, I believe that you should be able to do all this stuff, because that's what's wrong with people right now, is they put it all in the closet and then they sit in a dark corner watching porno.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, let's just be all the motherfucking things.
Yeah.
Yes, take my course. So I have a couple of freebies. I don't know if you want me to give some freebies, but I've got a couple of like little links.
Yes, give them a little taste of something for sure.
Yeah. So I have an amazing little 45-minute video on the process that I use to raise your vibration. And then I also have some activation. So I'll send one for like relaxation and meditation, and then relaxation and burnout. And then I've also got a really cool sexual energy one, if anybody's into that too.
Oh, I like that. That my audience will love that one. Huh? Okay. You'll send me links to all that stuff? Or do they find it on your website?
Yeah, cool. I'll send you some links. And then in order to reach me, you can message me on DMs on Instagram. It's Asha, A-A-S-H-A, underscore T as in Thomas, underscore International, Asha T International. And I can be found on my main forum is Facebook, and it's just Asha with two A's, A-A-S-H-A-T. And I love connecting with people. So please feel free to reach out. And I do videos all the time on YouTube, Asha T.
Okay, awesome. Thanks, Asha, for calling in. Thanks for rolling with this conversation.
You're awesome.
It's a little funny, crazy. It's interesting.
Yeah, we're crazy. No, you're going to leave this and you're going to be like, wait, can I be a life coach and a porn star?
No, I have no interest in that. No, I actually, you know how many times my people sometimes email me like, oh, could I pay you to send this? And I'm like, no fucking thanks. I'm like very clear. I love doing what I do and that's all I like. And I keep sex as like a separate thing. I don't have no problem with someone that does both. It's all different, but that's not my intention, and I never waver on that because it just doesn't interest me and it's not like who I am. Though I've had a lot of sex in my life, it's just a separate part of my life. I can make a lot of money selling pussy shots right now. I have a huge audience. I can make a lot of money just telling people who I am, but I just, that's not how I make money. I make money doing what I do, which is like talking to people. I'm a host of a show. That's what I always say. I'm not like, because people are like, why don't you have an OnlyFans? I'm like, I'm a host of a show. I'm not a model. Like that to me is two different people. That. I have models and OnlyFans people on my show. They're my favorite guests, but that's not what I do. I actually am a host who talks to people. And I love what I do. I love it. So anyway,
good at it too. Because you got that fire.
I cut through the bullshit. Okay, so send me all of your links. Send me some hot pics. I'll put them up on my Patreon. I also have a free Discord if you want to go over there. I have over 2,000 people on my Patreon and my Discord, so you could promote there if you want. I'll give you free access to it.
Thank you
and
so
then
much.
Send me, like, do you have a one link that, like, has all of your links on there?
Yeah, actually, I do. I have a school link that I can, like, my course link that I can send forward. It's got some cool little, like, $29 offers and $49 offers as well.
Okay.
Where you can get, like, a taste of my energetics. It's really potent. Okay. So there's one, if anybody's resonating with the heartbreak and the attachment, there's a little $29 one called Hold, and that's got some really cool energy work at the end. People have some really amazing results.
Okay. So send me everything with all your information, and I will post it when this airs. It'll definitely be a bonus episode.
Oh my gosh,
thank
you so much.
Thanks,
Asha. Yeah, it was so much fun. I had a blast. I'll talk
to
you later.
Awesome.
Okay, bye. Thanks.
Hey everyone, thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode. If you want to follow the show, follow me at Strict Anonymous on Instagram or Twitter. That's at Strict Anonymous. If you want to sign up for my Patreon, on my Patreon, you are not only supporting my show, but you will get these episodes early, ad-free, and you get to see anonymous pics of my guests. Most of the girls send in anonymous pics and some of the guys send in anonymous pics. So if you want to see anonymous pics of my guests as well as support my show and get these episodes early and ad-free, sign up for my Patreon, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. The link is also in the description below. Thanks so much for listening.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone, Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is strictly anonymous. Strictly Anonymous.